U.S.-led forces are engaging the Iraqi Republican Guard, who ring Baghdad. A senior military official says helicopters have begun attacks against the Guard's elite division. This movement follows what U.S. commanders called a tough day of fighting yesterday around the city of Nasiriyah. The troubles came after U.S. Marine and Army units already had taken control of most parts of the city. The fighting in Nasiriyah underlines the risks U.S. commanders could face in Iraq as a result of their decision to move so quickly through the country, leaving some elements in danger of being attacked from the rear. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
12 U.S. soldiers fell into Iraqi hands yesterday near Nasiriyah. This did not happen on a front line. The soldiers were from a maintenance unit riding in a supply convoy when they made a wrong turn and ran into an ambush. Several of the soldiers were killed and at least five were taken prisoner. And that was not the only problem encountered yesterday in the U.S. military's rear guard, says Lieutenant General John Abizaid in Qatar.
In one incident, a flag of surrender was displayed and it was followed up by artillery fire. In another incident, there were troops dressed in civilian clothes that appeared to welcome the forces and then ambush them. So there are a number of incidents occurring to the rear of the main combat forces.
U.S. troops only moved out of Kuwait last Thursday, and they're already 200 miles into Iraq. That kind of movement stretches a force out. Neither the U.S. nor the British troops are stopping to occupy cities. Basically, they just move through them. But this is a risky strategy. General Abizaid, deputy commander of the U.S. war effort, says yesterday's fighting shows there will be some Iraqis loyal to Saddam Hussein who don't easily give up, even after their cities fall to U.S. and British forces.
I think that it indicates that there are certain elements in the regime that will fight and fight against us wherever they may show themselves, because they want to protect their status and privileges that they have reaped from the regime. And I think it's not unusual that certain elements will fight.
Abizaid emphasized the forces that caused problems in Nasiriyah and other cities in southern Iraq do not represent a serious military threat to the U.S. and British forces. Interviewed yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld seemed unfazed by the fighting.
There is a possibility that as the coalition forces move from the south and from the north and from the west, that the degree of resistance could increase for a period. On the other hand, the outcome is clear. There is no question but that regime is through. That in fact it's over.
If U.S. and British troops continue to face resistance as they march on Baghdad, it could make for a long and costly war. If Rumsfeld does not seem worried about that prospect, it may be because he still doesn't think it will take a traditional war to topple Saddam Hussein. The regime, Rumsfeld believes, will topple on its own once key elements realize Saddam and his elite have no chance of surviving the U.S.-led war against them.
The military forces, at some point, fearful of Saddam Hussein and his clique, at some point their fear of him will be much less than their fear of us. And those will begin to surrender. And how it will happen and how long it will take and when it will tip, I don't know.
Working to tip a regime rather than defeat it physically is a new idea in American warfighting, and not without risk. The more trouble U.S. forces run into on the way to Baghdad, the less vulnerable Saddam looks, and the longer it could take to collapse the regime from within. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.